This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. The government said that India has secured a favorable trade deal with the United States, protecting interests of agriculture and dairy sectors. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi yesterday, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal termed the trade pact between New Delhi and Washington as historic and forward-looking that places India's national interest at the center. Mr. Goyal highlighted that the agreement will create new opportunities for farmers, fishermen, MSMEs, women entrepreneurs, and the youth across rural and urban India. He said the deal will benefit many sectors, including MSME, textile, gems and jewelry, leather goods, and marine goods. Mr. Goyal said under the deal, no compromise has been made on the livelihoods of the farmers.
Pradhan Mantri Narendra Modi ji ne hamesha agriculture aur dairy sectors ko sambhala hai.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has always protected the agriculture and dairy sectors and safeguarded their interests. He has continuously worked to ensure that people in these sectors get a bright future, more opportunities and increased income. In the US trade deal as well, India's sensitive sectors, especially agriculture and dairy, have been protected.
India and the United States have reached a landmark trade agreement under which Washington will reduce reciprocal tariffs on Indian goods to 18%. Mr. Goyal in the media briefing informed that the final details of the trade deal are being worked out and an India-US joint statement will be issued soon. Commerce and Industry Minister also criticized leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi and other opposition leaders for allegedly misleading and creating confusion among the people regarding the deal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India's landmark trade agreement with the United States is the result of sustained patience. Mr. Modi said the pact reflects that world order is changing and its trajectory is increasingly tilting towards India. The Prime Minister said this while addressing NDA MPs at the parliamentary party meeting at the Parliament House complex in New Delhi. According to sources, the Prime Minister in the NDA parliamentary party meeting said the trade deal has created an economic environment and reflected the government's consistent and measured approach to global trade negotiations. He said the opposition criticized the tariffs, but the government remained patient and the results are now visible. 8 opposition MPs of the Lok Sabha have been suspended from the remaining part of the budget session for their unruly behavior in the House. The MPs are Manikam Tagore, Amrinder Singh Raja, Gurjeet Singh Aujla, Hibi Eden, Dean Kuriakose, Prashant Podole, and Kiran Kumar Reddy of Congress, and S. Venkatesan from CPIM. The House yesterday witnessed repeated adjournments due to the ruckus created by the opposition parties over various issues, including India-China relation and India-US trade deal. Meanwhile, the Rajya Sabha yesterday resumed discussion on the motion of thanks to President Draupadi Murmu's address on commencement of the budget session. The discussion remained inconclusive. Delhi's Chief Minister Rekha Gupta announced that free LPG cylinders will be provided to households with valid ration cards on the festivals of Holi and Diwali. Addressing the media in New Delhi, Ms. Gupta said that the government has allocated 242 crore rupees for the scheme. She noted that the cost of an LPG cylinder of 853 rupees will be directly transferred to eligible beneficiaries through a direct benefit transfer system. The benefit will also cover those eligible ration card holders who are using piped natural gas connections. Defence Research and Development Organisation DRDO carried out a successful demonstration of solid fuel ducted Ramjet SFDR technology from the integrated test range at Chandipur off the coast in Odisha, the Ministry of Defence said. The demonstration placed India into an elite league of nations possessing this technology. It added that this demonstration will enable the development of long-range air-to-air missiles to give a tactical edge over the adversaries. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh congratulated DRDO and industry on the successful demonstration of SFDR technology. In the Women's Premier League cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Gujarat Giants by 7 wickets at Vadodara in Gujarat last night. Chasing the target of 169 runs, Delhi Capitals made 169 for 3 in 15.4 overs. Earlier put into bat, Gujarat Giants scored 168 runs by losing 7 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. The winner of this match will take on RCB in the final match on Thursday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.